This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Katie Brown. The Monterey City Council is expected to have a second reading of a local ordinance that would put stricter limits on sidewalk vendors at its meeting tomorrow. The proposed changes would reduce the space, signage, and number of vendors near Old Fisherman's Wharf. The first reading was unanimously approved on July 15th. During that meeting, Councilmember Jean Rash said the changes would lead to new vending areas.
Let's develop another successful place on Window by the Bay. I see opportunity, and I'm sorry that some vendors don't.
Many vendors don't want to uproot their small businesses from the high-traffic area that attracts 4 million visitors each year. Tomorrow's meeting takes place at Colton Hall in Monterey, beginning at 4 p.m. California law requires hospitals to make financial assistance programs available to lower-income patients, but many patients aren't aware these programs exist. From our California newsroom partner, Cal Matters, health reporter Anna Ibarra has more.
If the bill passes, some people would automatically be eligible for hospital financial assistance. That includes unhoused people and people who are already on safety net programs like food stamps. Hospitals would also have to screen certain patients, including those uncovered California, for financial support eligibility before sending them a bill. Around 4 in 10 Californians are carrying medical debt, according to the California Healthcare Foundation. If the bill is signed into law, the earliest it could be enacted is July 2027. The California Hospital Association opposes the bill and is awaiting more possible amendments.
That's Anna Ibarra from CalMatters, and this is KAZU News. Explore more of our stories at KAZU.org.